Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. Hey, if you're in the area, come on by and you can get you a square on the Monday night game between the Jacksonville Jaguars, Kansas City Chiefs, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL at 7:30 tonight. On our call lines, we have on with us the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybacki. His segment is sponsored weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health care provider of Nicholls State Athletics. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Man, I got to see the end of that game. Good Lord. You have a punt return, and that dude got to be – he got to have some Louisiana connections with him. With a Fuselli last name. He got to have some ties to the area here. But, man, what a way to lose a game like that. And you had the running game going. But special teams, man, it always is a big part of the game.
No, and especially, Coach, had to drive you crazy. I mean, you're right there at 17-17. Then you go 88-yard punt return with 3 minutes, basically three and a half minutes left. I know you're like, come on, trip or fall, but that,
yeah,
that had to like just be like, man, we're right there, and then not able to finish, and especially on special teams.
Yeah, very disappointing because I felt like we got some things going offensively, and we were able to move the ball. And you know, prior to that, we had 3rd and 3 and a great opportunity to convert, and weren't able to haul in a catch there. And then for the punt to go back, man, so deflating because we had played so well in the second half defensively and shut them out, got ourselves back in position to win the game, and I knew we could do it. And so just an unfortunate situation. I mean, a well-covered punt, guys in position just weren't able to get the guy on the ground.
Coach, one of the things, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's sometimes halftime adjustments. And you don't have a lot of time at halftime. Bobby always said, people, hey, look, all the great halftime adjustments. You don't have a lot of time. A lot of things sometimes you might emphasize that you want to do, but defensively really played well in the second half against Lamar.
Yeah, because that punt return was the only second half touchdown. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, good plan coming into the game, executing well throughout the game. They weren't able to run the ball, which had really been their calling card coming into the game. So being able to make them one-dimensional. Unfortunately, in the first half, they hit a couple explosive passes on us, which got them on the scoreboard. But again, I thought the defense played well throughout the game, with the exception of those few explosive plays. And then the second half, you know, just lights out, keeping us in the game, putting us in position late to be able to win it, and just unfortunately weren't able to pull it out.
Coach, you got the running game going, and I know that has got to be really good news for you, because I think it helps out your quarterback, really, when you can have a running game going. Bob's always talk about, you know, sometimes even when the Saints had Drew Brees, sometimes less of Drew is better.
Yep.
Because you can run the football, you were able to do that against Lamar.
Yeah, advantage down in distances, right? You know, 2nd and 4, 2nd and 3, that's much easier to play with as a quarterback than it is to be in 2nd and long and known passing situations. And I thought those guys did a really good job. You know, the two lead backs, they went out in the first half and were injured, weren't able to play in the second half. But I really thought we had some good things going early in the run game, especially with the explosive run by Shane Lee to get us on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and especially you take the lead late in the first quarter, 14-7, and then, You look, this is a positive on special teams. Cho walked over, but he kicks a 45-yard field goal that ties it up at 17 midway through the third quarter. Now, you just have to be able to finish, Coach. You're right there and it's going back and forth, momentum swings. I know you're emphasizing that to the team, that we play four quarters and we just have to be winning at the end. And I know you've addressed that because, Lamar, that's a good measuring stick where you're at. And I want you to comment on where you think maybe Lamar's at in the conference. But you know what? I was surprised. You know who whooped in corner words? Stephen F. Austin. Does Stephen F. Austin kind of come?
Guess who Nichols plays next?
Oh, Stephen F. Austin. Wait, what about them on film, Coach?
Yeah, I'll tackle the first one. Lamar, I think they're off to a really good start this year, and I commented last week about the program being built. They're playing with a lot of seniors, a lot of older players, and so I think no matter what ends up happening from a conference standpoint, that's a playoff team for sure. And then Stephen F. Austin is off to another good start, and they've got a stand-up team. I think last year they might win the league if the quarterback doesn't go out injured, and you can see what they did last week against Incarnate Word. So, challenging road ahead, and we just got to be ready.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Coach, you look at the rivalry game that way. That's way down the road. Now, I was surprised. I know you look at all the games in the conference. Boy, but Southeastern spanked McNeese. Now, it's like, whoa, you thought it was maybe a misprint. When you know, we're familiar with Southeastern around these parts. And, yeah, I know McNeese football, but I was kind of shocked at that score.
Well, one thing before the season started, and we talked to Coach Selfel, he was very confident. And I think the chip on the shoulder, Coach, you can address this too. They looked like they were going to get it into the playoffs, and yet there's only the champ got in. Southeastern didn't get in last year, and I think that's still kind of a chip on the shoulder for the Lions.
No question. Very good football team and football program over the years that Coach Selfel has, and last year they definitely did get snubbed. You know, we played them in the last game of the year. They were as good as anybody that we played and definitely deserved to be in the tournament. And you look at what they're doing so far to start this year and to beat McNeese on the road in the whole 38-0. I don't know the last time that McNeese has been shut out at home, but I'm sure that it's been a little while.
You know, Coach, looking at Deuce Hogan, he had a short yardage touchdown run, and he talked about the run by Shane Lee, that 75-yard touchdown run. Were you able to set the tone? What are you emphasizing this week getting ready for Stephen F. Austin? Is it like challenging maybe Deuce Hogan to keep pace with that Stephen F. quarterback and then just being able to finish, not only get off to a great start, but to finish strong?
Yeah, definitely for Deuce, you know, it's about making quick decisions, making good decisions, and being confident with the decisions that he's making, because he can definitely throw the football, distribute it. He's smart. It's being able to develop some quickness with that decision making and making sure that, you know, we're putting the ball in play a ton. And, yeah, the guy from Stephen F. Austin, he's definitely setting the standard for that in our league. The Vidlak kid, who what he's been able to do over the last 2 years is a great example of playing with confidence and quickness throughout a game.
Coach, tell everybody a little bit maybe about a couple freshmen, and this is the time of year now where maybe they've gotten a couple games under their belts, so you don't consider them freshmen no more. They first-year guys. About a couple guys in their first year, you could say freshmen, that have really come through for your football team.
Yeah, I will definitely. I'll start first with we played 20 freshmen against Lamar on Saturday, so that's a big number for us, and it's split between about 10 first-time freshmen and 10 redshirt freshmen. A couple guys defensively, Griffin Ellis stepped up on the defensive line, actually started at defensive tackle with two defensive tackles out for the game. And then you flip over on the offensive side, we're playing with almost all freshman receivers over there between Amari Clayton, Kylan Wheeler, and then a guy like Caden Ando, who when the two running backs went out in the first half, had to step in, a true freshman, playing for the very first time, got 15 carries in the second half. So, you know, that's a group of guys that are stepping up. And at this point in the season, yeah, they got to be ready. And that's what these bye weeks are so helpful for, is to determine who's ready and get those guys in the mix.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Wish you best of luck when you go up against Stephen F. Austin. And, man, get us a W, man, because I know one thing. Nothing cures ills on a team better than one thing, winning. You win a game. The Saints found out this Sunday.
There is no doubt. No doubt whatsoever. We got to go get one this next weekend.
Thanks so much, Coach. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you all.
All righty. That was the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. And that segment is sponsored weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.